The Achimota Hospital stretch of the road just after the Achimota Police Station to Christian Village is in total darkness and becomes dangerous at night. There are no street lights to illuminate the area except for vehicle headlights. This has become a source of worry to road users and residents, especially clients of the Achimota Hospital who go there to seek treatment at night. I talked to some drivers and this is what they had to say.
Those in charge of fixing these street lights and doing maintenance work are not doing their job, but getting paid every month. The street lights on this road are not working, and commuters get robbed in the traffic at night.
The main problem is there are criminals here. Last time they broke into a soldier lady's car and take his lap, and they entered the bush. I think there is a space here. So they've been collecting people's items here and running away. So if you come here around 8:39, the place is very, very dark. And if somebody is approaching you, you can't identify the person.
Vendors along the road say they have to close early because they fear they may be attacked by robbers.
This place gets really dark at night, and these robbers hide in the bush to snatch people's bag. They attacked a pregnant woman recently who came to seek treatment at the hospital. After 6 p.m., people no longer use this stretch of the road, especially women, because they are afraid of being attacked and raped in the dark. Even if they cry for help, the police are afraid to come to their rescue because they also fear being attacked.
At night, when it's past 5, 6, thereabouts, in fact, this road is very risky that you can't even pass. So we, the sellers around, sometimes when it's 5, we have to just pack our things for our safe. We will plead with the government to at least try to erect some street lights.
Road users are therefore calling on the authorities to fix these street lights to deter criminals from robbing people in the area.
Bridget Amewundo filed that report.